Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud 110, and we are starting with the two dots on Kuf Tes Amabez. Now we are up to the Korach Gemaras. Again, we've had Mabul, Sodom, that was yesterday's discussion, and today we are discussing Korach and related issues. Says the Gemara, last two dots on the Amud, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Vayikach Korach, and Korach took, as the Parsha starts off in next week's Parsha, Amrei Shlakish, Shalokach Mekach Ra La'atzmo. He took a bad Mekach for himself. He got involved in something that was inappropriate, and he took a bad Mekach, he bought a bad Mekach, literally. He made a bad deal, right? Because the problem is, Chazal knows that it says, Vayikach Korach, he took. It doesn't say what he took. So many drushes, we spoke about it last year in the Parsha Shir a little bit. He took a bad Mekach. Korach, why was he named Korach? Shena'ase Karcha b'Yisrael. That he created a bald spot amongst B'nai Yisrael. A bald, what kind of bald spot? That he caused a swallowing of the ground. And there was a bald spot. Klal Yisrael Warren left in that spot that they were there beforehand. Ben Yisar. Even though we think that Korach was the Ben Yisar Ben Kos Ben Levi was his real name, but as we've done throughout this parak already, we darshan the names. We darshan Yeravim Ben Nevat, even though we thought it was his real name. We darshaned other names as well. So Ben Yitzhar, why is he called Ben Yitzhar? Ben Shehirtiach Alav Es Kol HaOlam Katzaharayim. A Ben that was Martiach, that boiled up the whole world like the afternoon. Like the afternoon sun is so hot, so too he boiled up, he got everybody riled up, he went around, and he tried to get everybody involved in the Machlokas against Moshe and Aaron. Ben Kahas, Ben Shehika Shine Molidov, a son that weakened the teeth of the ones who gave birth to him. They had nothing to say. They had nothing to say that about Korach after everything that he did. Ben Levi, Ben Shanase Levaya B'Gehenim, a Ben that caused accompaniment to Gehenim, in Gehenim, meaning, as we'll see, he brought Gehenim closer to where Klal Yisrael were. So he had a Levaya, he had accompaniment to Gehenim. V'lechshav Navi Ben Yaakov, what about Yaakov? What did they say? V'yikach Korach Ben Yisar Ben Kehas Ben Levi, boom, then it stops. What about Ben Yaakov? And you could have darshaned Ben She'ikev Atzmo L'Gehenim, somebody who was ma'akev themselves, that pushed themselves to Gehenim. So Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Yaakov Bichish Rachman Malatzmo. No, Yaakov Avinu asked for Rachmanis. He didn't want to be mentioned in the same sentence as Korach. Right, don't mention me in the same sentence. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, b'sodam al tavo kvod nafshi u'bekalam al teichad kvodi. Or Yaakov Avinu in the brachas, but in the end of brachas, he says, don't put my nefesh in their sod, in their secret discussions, and u'bekalam in their kahal al teichad kvodi. So Chazal darshan b'sodam al tavo nafshi elu miraglim. This is the miraglim in sod. The Aruch Haner explains that sod means in secret. Before they came back, they discussed in secret exactly what to say, and they planned out the whole event, and that's the sod. Upe kahalam al techad kavodi ze adas Korach. And in their kahal, by kavush and arrest, that's Korach. Why? Because that was in public. That was in the Barov Am, in the kahal. Right? That's there's in the sod and kahal are kind of opposites. That's why Chazal Darshan is talking about opposites. So about the opposite strategies of sin, one in private in the sod, and one in the kahal in the public. Period. Darshaning more. Dasan she'aver al dat she'aver al dat. They violated the dat, the law. That's dasan. Aviram al dat el on the religion of Hashem. Aviram. What about Aviram? Where does that name come from? She'iber atzmo me'asos tshuva. He prevented himself from doing tshuva. He put up an imaginary wall and withheld himself from doing tshuva. That's Iber Atzmo. Right, Rashi says, Chizek Levavo, Abire Lev. He hardened his own heart. Right? He forced himself. Because any logical person would have realized when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming around that, you know, he wasn't out for himself. He was doing it all for Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he put up that wall and he was able to strengthen himself not to be influenced by Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'on, what about on? Sheyashav ba'aninus. He sat ba'aninus. On for the word onain. Onain, aninus. What's an onain? Before Avelus, we know is aninus. After one of the seven primary relatives die, person's an onain until burial. So what do you mean he sat by an inosir? So the Ben Yoyada says, what's the dimyon? The dimyon is just like an onain is in limbo. He's not a regular, he can't do mitzvahs yet, he's not, but he's also not a novel yet. He's in limbo, he's kind of stuck in the middle. So to own was in the middle. Oh, did it? He didn't go ask Moshe Rabbeinu Mechila, but he also didn't go with Korach. So he was stuck in the middle, like an onain is stuck in the middle. That's the comparison to Anidus. So the Ben Yoyada says, Kabosha onain she'eno avel mamish megam eino osig b'mitzvus kein hu lo halach eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu levakish b'enu mechila v'lo halach im korach v'adaso. Right, he's stuck in the middle. And that's how his wife, as we'll see, was able to help him out. So that's Own, he was stuck in the middle. Peles, what about Own Ben Peles? Shenasu lo plaos. That amazing things happened to him. Pele, like a Pele. So amazing things happened to him. Ben Reuven, Ben Shera'a Vehevin. Ben Reuven, a Ben that saw the Hevin and he understood. But a lot of times we could see things and it won't become, we won't have a message. We have to see the seeing, and there's understanding and seeing based on seeing. The Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Vayera that first pasuk says Vayar by Avram Avinu. It says Avram saw the Malachim. It says Vayar twice in the first pasuk. It says he saw the Malachim and he saw the Malachim. So Rashi quotes, what do you mean two? Why the two Vayars? What do you see twice? So Rashi first quotes, he saw the Malachim, and the second Vayar is that he understood that the Malachim were in need. He understood that they were standing there and they needed somebody to bring them in. There's the eye of seeing, the eye of Havana. Sometimes we're learning, and all of us, somebody's talking to us, like, ah, now I see it. What do you see it? See, now you understand it. We even use the lashon of seeing it as understanding. That's the eye of Havana. That's what it's saying here. Ben Sharav Vehevin. He not only saw, but he understood. He got the message of what he saw. Good. Amarav. Own Ben Peles Ishto Hisilaso. Own Ben Peles, his wife came to the rescue. She was the one that saved him from Korach. What'd she do? Amrelei, she said to him, "Mainafka lechamina. What are you following Korach for? What difference does it make if you follow Korach? Imar Rabba Antalmida, v'imar Rabba Antalmida. Whoever wins, you're not going to be the Kohen Gadol, right? You're not going to get to the highest position. So what's the difference? You're saying, oh, I'm going to follow Korach. So I might as well follow Moshe, because in both of them, they're going to be the Rav. They're going to be the one who's on top, and you're going to be the Talmud. Amarlas Mayevis. He said, okay, honey, what should I do? What should I do? I'm stuck. Havoi Beitza. I went to the meeting already. I went to the Korach meeting. They put me on the board of the Korach group. And Vishtaboyle, Badayu, I swore to them. Vishtaboyle, and I took part in the Shavua. I said, we're going to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. What am I supposed to do? I'm stuck. I said that I'm going to take part. Amra. She says, it's a question whether the next word should be in here or not. Something about the next word. Whether she said this to herself or she said it to him. So Amra Le, Yadana Dekula Kenishta Kadishta Ninhu. I know, or it is known, that the whole Eidah is Kedoshim. Everybody's holy, right? After all, that's what Korach said. Dechsiv, ki kol Eidah kulam Kedoshim. I know they're all holy. So what does this mean, they're all holy? So Rashi explains, I know they're all holy, and they won't come into my tent if I uncover my hair. That's what I mean. I know she's quoting Korach, but that's what she's saying. I know they're all holy. Right? So Amrele, she says, Tuv da'ana matzil melecha. Sit down, I'm going to save you. I got a great plan. I know you think you're stuck, you have to take part. I have a great plan. Ashkite chamra v'arvite. So what she do? She gave him some wine, she got him drunk. She got him drunk, v'agnite gavayin. She put him to sleep. All many great heroines in Tanakh use wine to put to sleep, use a drink to put to sleep their... Here it was their husbands. Other places, obviously, Yael and Sisera, and other times that an intoxicating beverage was used. So she put him to sleep, and then what happened? Osva Ababa. She sat at the front of the tent, the Sarsar Salamazia, and she undid her hair and she messed around. She uncovered her hair and she left it open. So called to Asa Chazia Hadar. Whoever saw the hair turned around. They turned around. They left. Unbelievable. They were ready to fight Moshe Rabbeinu. They were ready to go up against God, but they wouldn't look at a woman without hair covered. Think of the values. You know, we've had this once before in the Masada as well. Sometimes people are so machmed about one thing. So it's a warped value system. Gemara in Yuma, we had a couple of years ago, but it's an amazing Gemara to quote. Remember the story about the two Kohanim running up the ramp? And one of them gets upset at the other one. So that was why before they had the lottery. Gemara says after this story that they said, you know what, lottery, no more racing. They used to say whoever got up first was the one to do the avodah first. So they were racing up, and one of them beat the other one, so one of them got mad and took out a sword and took out the shechita knife. They had regular swords there, right? They were on they were peaceful and no swords, right? So they took out the sword, they stabbed his fellow Kohen is dying there on the floor. All of a sudden the father of this dying Kohen comes in and sees his son and he says, Ivey! So what does he do? He says, quickly take the sword out of my son so it doesn't become tameh. The Gemara there says, more chamor in their eyes was tumas kalim than shvichas damim. Your son's sitting there dying. How about trying to call a doctor? All you're worried about is the sword becoming tameh because who's going to die in a second? So that's what the Gemara said. It's a warped value. Sometimes people are more makbid on one thing than on another thing. So here too. They were ready to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu. They were ready to deny Bechiras Hashem. And yeah, when it comes to looking at a woman without hair covered, that's what they were makbid on. So, at hachi v'hachi yivulahu. Meanwhile, as they left, they didn't come into the tent. The whole story about getting swallowed up in the ground happened, and therefore, the Own Ben Pelas didn't have a problem. He didn't have to fulfill a shvua. He was there drunk. He was Onis Rachmana Patre, so he didn't have a problem with the shvua, and he was left on the outside. It's a beautiful ha'ara that the Sharam Sharon Balacha has. Why Dafka did she cover her hair? What does that have to do with the story? So this is a story from Meseches. He quotes from the Chidah. Sharam Sharon Balacha quotes this from the Chidah that the we know there's a famous story in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin about Kimchis. Kimchis. Who was Kimchis? Kimchis was the woman who covered her hair even inside her house, even the walls of her house. Never saw her hair. She was a lamala min adin, right? She was machmer on herself. Not the din. She was machmer on herself, even though she was home alone. She always kept her hair covered for years. And because of that, Kimchis was Nizhara. She had seven sons who were kahanim gedolim. That's Kimchis. Whenever you learn the story about the Kisi Rosh Lamash, you learn about Kimchis. So she had seven sons. Now you see from that Gemara that there's some connection between Kisui Rosh and being the Kohen Gadol. So that's why Dafka, Own Ben Pelas' wife, uncovered her hair. Dafka to prevent Own, but being a shayach to this movement to try to gain the kahuna gadola, right? I'm covering my hair, so you're not going to be connected to it. So that's dafka why she used this. Ba'ala eino ra'ui l'kahuna v'yaldei zeh chalof shayta v'nisol. Right, so that's why dafka, this is the anti-Kimcha story, right? Kimcha's covered her hair, got the kahuna gadola, she uncovered her hair, and in that way she was able to prevent her husband from being involved in the fate of trying to get the kahuna gadola. Okay, so that was one wonderful wife. But Itzah to Korach, the wife of Korach, was a different story. She was the one who was part of the instigator. Amrele, she said, Chazi, my covenant Moshe, look what Moshe's doing. The wife's always in behind everything. Iyu Havi Malka, Latov also. Iyu Havi Malka, he's going to be the king. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe had the status of the Melech. La'achua Shavye Kahana Rabba. And he gave his brother the Kuna Gadola. L'bnei Achoi Shavinu Skanik Takana. And to his nephews, not to you, Karach, to his nephews, he gave the Skanim, right, the assistant Kahanim. I'asya Truma Amar Tevi L'Kohen. If anybody brings Truma to him, he's going to say, you know what, give it to Aaron. I'asu Meiser. If Meiser comes to Shaklinhu Atun, you Korach, you're supposed to get Meiser. You know what he's going to say? Amar Havu Chanmi of the Kohen. He's going to say, you know what? Take a tenth of that Meiser and give it to my brother Aaron also. That was called Trumas Meiser. He's taking everything. V'od. Right? So therefore, how can you say he's taking all these matanas? Wait, what was so bad about it? Didn't Korach know the Din Torah? Korach knew about Truma. So he said, no, he was worried that because he wanted to be the Kohen. So his wife is emphasizing, you're not going to get Truma, you're not going to get Truma's Meiser, you're not going to get Chala, just listen to all the Matanas. You're not going to get any of these. Maybe there could be a deeper idea here as well. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, on the mitzvah of Truma's Meiser, at the end of Parshas Korach, right, that's where all these mitzvahs were given. After the Bechiras Aaron HaKohen was fortified, so at the end of Parshas Korach, you have all these mitzvahs that go. You have Chala, well, Chala's in this week's Parsha, but you have Truma Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Mena Meiser, but Truma's Meiser, we know, is the mitzvah, Daraisa, for a Levi, after he gets his Meiser Rishon, to give a tenth to the Kohen. That's Truma's Meiser. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the messages of Trumas Meiser is for even the Levium to realize there's somebody above them. Even though they're the chosen Shevet. But still, even if we're chosen, we have to realize we're not the ultimate. We're not the ultimate. And that will teach us that just like there's somebody above me in Olam Hazeh, there's somebody above me in Ruach Hakodesh also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above me. That's the message. One of the messages says the chiddush of Shumas Meiser. Uleman yedu v'yizbonenu ki kol chelkam b'tova v'chelak acheyam yisibas ha'avod el Hashem nitztavu l'aseis mikol ha'shayidlu mibnei Yisrael chelak ha'asiri l'mashar z'magdola. Remember, truma gedola has no shir midaraisa. No shir. How much truma do I have to give? Tiny amount. Chita achas poteris v'sakri. Midurabanan 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, tredav adas v'gai I am. Right, 1/50th is right in the middle. That's Mida Benonis, Ayin Benoni. But Shrumas Meiser, that has an exact shear. Meiser Rishon is 1/10 of what's left. Shrumas Meiser is 1/10 of that. It's an exact shear. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ubechein Yitnu Alibam, Kiyesh Gvohim Alehem, Vigavoa Me'al Lekulam, Hu Shomer Hakol Yit Aleh. You realize Kohanim are above new. You realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above new. V'gam ki yesh bazez chus v'kavod ma'al levim l'bilti yigrash shvam v'mitzvaz meisr. Okay, he continues. So maybe that's an added addition here, where the wife is saying to Korach, you're not getting truma, you're not getting even shumas meisr. So the fact that they're denying anybody's above them is also part of their being kofar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're being kofar in the Bechira Hashem in Aaron HaKohen, and they're also denying Bechira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's also behind what's these words of the Eishes Korach. Va'od, and she says, you know what? Look what also happened. Last week's parsha. The guys of the Mazaychu. They shaved your whole body. Umetala lechuki kufta. They treated you like a piece of dung. Why? What do you mean, like a piece of dung? They shaved, like last week's parsha, right? All the Levium had their whole body shaved for part of the chinuch. Moshe Rabbeinu shaved all the bodies. Mefurish in the psukim. So she's saying, you know what? He shaved you. He's being mevazi you. He's being mevazi you. And you know what? Eina yovim mazaychu. His eye went on your hair. I mean, he thought you were handsome. He thought, you know, the people were going to like you. So he shaved you to disgrace you. What does it mean that metalokila ki kufta? He treated you like a piece of dung. The Marsha says at least a nazir's hair is used for something kadosh. You throw it under the shlamim. You burn it in the base of Hamikdash. It's kadosh. What do they do with your hair? He threw it in the garbage. He says you're nothing. He just shaved you. So Amar Law, so the Karach says, but 1 minute. Ha'yunami ka'avid. He also shaved himself. He was also a Levi. He also took part in the Giluach, in the Avoda. Amar Lay, she says, nah. Kivan de Kula Ravusa Didei. Since he was in charge anyway, Amar Ihunami Tamos Nafshi and Plishtim. It was the Tamos Nafshi and Plishtim attitude. Obviously, Shimshon wasn't alive yet, right? And Shimshon didn't say this yet. But it was the attitude of, you know what, I'll bring everybody down with me. So, you know, as long as everybody else is embarrassed, that's fine. I'll shave myself too. But the whole point of it says, Eishes Korach, that he was trying to embarrass you. Va'od, and also, so now we have the argument that other Chazal say Korach himself said, but according to this Gemara, the source of it was Eishes Korach. To Ka'amar Lachu, he says to you, Avdisu Techelta, he says to you, make Techelas, right at the end of this week's Parsha. Everything's Siyata D'Shmaya. We'll talk about it tonight. At the Parsha Shia, we're going to talk about Tzitzis, Tchelas. Talk about Tchelas, Tzitzis, and Tchelas. So, Tukamar Lecho Avdisu Tchelta, so he tells you to make Tchelas, put some blue strings on the edge of your garment. Isaka Daitach Tchelta Chashiva Mitzvah. If it's such a good thing for Tchelas to be a mitzvah, Afik Glimi Tzchelta, why doesn't he just take out a whole beged of Tchelas? V'kasinu L'kulu Misivtach. Why doesn't he make the whole shirt? Right, you have the beged white and one of the how many strings? That's a machlokas. Rashi, Ravid, Rambam. How many strings should be tcheles? 1, 2, 4. But whatever it is, why do you make the whole beged tcheles? It's such a good thing. It brings you to the yam, rakia, akisi, akavid. So why do you make the whole shirt? The whole beged should be blue. Wait, only one string should be blue, right? And take out the whole masifta. Go to the whole yeshiva. Make them all wear blue shirts. So that's what she said to him. Hainu dechsev chach was nashim mansa besa. That's the pasuk in Mishlei. The wisdom of wives build houses. Zu ishto shalom and palace. Vivelas biyad tarsena or biyad right on the side biyadeha tarsena. Zu ishto shel Korach. You see, the wives were really behind. We know this is one of the arguments of Korach about the tchelas. We know the other argument was a room full of sifrei Torah. Right, Korach asks Moshe Rabbeinu, if you have a whole room full of sifrei Torah, you need a mezuzah on the door. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, it's a room. So he says, the whole room full of sifrei Torah, you have so much shmira, you need a little mezuzah on the door. Come on. What's the nekudas hamachlokas? What's the root, what's the common denominator between the tchelas argument and the sifrei Torah argument? So again, we mentioned the article of Rav Soloveitchik in the first volume of Reflections, the common sense rebellion against Torah authority. Right, Korach was into common sense. That's his argument against the people. It was all about logic. Look, it doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, it must be wrong. I can decide. I can decide. It's logical. The Tehillas Halacha, Sefer Torah, you need a mezuzah. That's what Korach was doing. He was rolling up the people based on common sense. That was his rebellion. Common sense rebellion. And then he adds, where Soloveitchik says, it's amazing that in any other area of life, if somebody's not an expert in a certain area, they're not going to argue. I'm going to go over to a suspension bridge, and I'm going to look at it and say, you know what? I don't think it was built properly. I think they should have done it this way. I have no experience. I have no idea how they build suspension bridges, and I'm going to give my opinion, and I'm going to take it seriously. Of course not. I'm going to realize they have to go to training for years and years to build suspension bridges. I'm going to walk into an operating room. The patient's body is going to be open, and I'm going to say, you know what? I think you should use this instrument over there. And of course not. If I don't have the expertise in medicine, everybody's going to know that I don't know anything. But all of this, he says, Korach would not have dared to interfere with Bezalel's architectural and engineering expertise in the construction of the tabernacle, because construction skills were clearly beyond his competence. Right? Reasonable people today can see the authority of mathematicians, physicists, and physicians in their areas of expertise, and would not think of challenging them merely on the basis of common sense. But says the Rav, when it comes to Torah, people learn a piece of Gemara, people learn a halacha. This halacha doesn't make sense to me. This halacha doesn't mean, it doesn't apply l'maisa. The reasons don't apply. All of a sudden, it comes to Torah, everybody's the Gadol Hador. Korach was the Gadol Hador. Did he ever learn in yeshiva? Did he know Kala Torah Kua, Moshe and Aaron? No. It says the Rav said, the same thing happened to Korach happens throughout the generations. In every other area of the world, everybody realizes they're not an expert. When it comes to Torah, everybody's an expert. All of a sudden. Everybody's the great, everybody's the chief rabbi. Everybody says that's the common sense rebellion. That's against Torah authority, but that's this machlokas of Eishes Korach. Weiter. Vayakumu lefnei Moshe v'anashim b'nei Yisrael chamishim v'masayim. Right, they got up in front of Moshe, 250 men. Miyuchadim sheba Eida. The miyuchad ones in the Eida. Kriei Moed. Those who are called out. Kriei Moed. They're called out Moed. What does that mean? Shehayu yodim la'aber shanim. For the word Moadim, Rebbe Tovim. They were the great Sanhedrin that knew how to be add on months and add on days to the year. They knew how to do Ibra Chodesh and Ibra Hashanah. What's the significance of that? We'll get to it soon. Anshe Shem, Shehayilam Shem B'chol Olam. They were famous. Vayishma Moshe Vayipo. I'll stop there for a second. So what's the significance of Ibra Chodesh Ibra Hashanah? So again, we don't have time to go into the whole thing. And I'm allowed to use it for a drasha in the future. I don't think I've ever used it in a drasha. This doesn't count. But the Be'er Yosef has a beautiful mahalach where he talks about Korach knew the halacha. And Korach, what is Korach? Korach goes to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm just going to tell you a piece of it. You can look at the rest yourself. For Yosef Misalant. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. Aaron was chosen. So Korach says, brings this great Sanhedrin. Why the great Sanhedrin? Because the halacha is, let's say Bez Din makes a mistake in the new month and the new year. What's the halacha? Atem afilu mutin, atem afilu shogagin. The halacha is the halacha, even if Bezin makes a mistake. Less than the witnesses are lying, and Bezin accepts them, and they declare today Rosh Chodesh. You know what? It's Rosh Chodesh anyway. Even if they chose a day, it still counts even though they were mistaken. That's why Korach takes these people and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're telling me you chose Aaron HaKohen? I know from Ibra Chodesh. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe he made a mistake, and he still has the status of the Kohen Gadol. I don't believe you. Just like Ibra Chodesh and Ibra Hashanah, so too here. That's why he dafka brought these people. Because the halach of Ibra Chodesh, atem afilu shogun afel, atem afilu mutin. How does Moshe answer that? That's what he continues to explain. But that's why dafka, this little piece, that's why he brought these types of people. Continuing. Vayishma Moshe v'yipol upon him. Moshe hears about what's going on and he falls on his face. Mashmu Hashama, what did he hear? Amr Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Bionasan, Shechashduhu me'eshes ish. Unbelievable. They were choshin Moshe about being with an eshes ish. Shein shnemar v'yikano l'moshe b'machada. They were makane b'moshe. Amr Shmuel, that's one day. Amr Shmuel bar Yisrael b'lamish kolecha v'echad kine es ishto b'moshe. From the v'yikano, from the washing of kinui. By Asota, Kini Vesir, they all warned their wives, make sure you're not Messiachim with Moshe Rabbeinu. Unbelievable Bizayun. Unbelievable. Shedamar, Moshe Ikachas, Oev, Adatal, Michos, Alo. Moshe took his tent outside the camp. Why did he take his tent outside the camp? Because of this Chashad, he didn't want to have a Chashad. Or, the other day is that he went outside, so he could be Messiachim, and this is what caused it. Michos, Alo. So So where does this come from? How could one think this about Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Marsha says, again, whenever there's a little Pesach to be Damakav Chova somebody, that's what we sometimes do. The Marsha says, Moshe separated from his wife. Because of Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. That's what people said. How could people live without a wife? How could people live without a wife? Ah, must be something's going on. That's what the Marsha says. The Margolis Hayam says, this whole story, he quotes one of the, another sefer, and he quotes, he says, Hine tamid yeshnam anashim hametilin dofi begedolim v'tovim umechapim aleim dvarim umais. He says, in every generation, you have people who talk badly about the great leaders of Klal Yisrael. They make up stories. And you know what? Heim choshvim im ha-shomeo lo yamin b'kulo ha-kalpanim miksaso yiskavo alibo. And they'll make up a story, and it happens. Rahman al-Islam. Sometimes, let's say there's a whole made-up story. Even if the story is totally proven false, the person's reputation is already gone. It's already finished. Yeah, but maybe he did this, maybe he did part of it, a little bit of it. So the message of this story to us, for us at the Makal Sayyam, is you could take the greatest person who for sure had not a shemetz related to him of the sin, and it happened to him. To teach us that if there's a rumor, if there's something said about a great person, and then it's proven to be false, we have to realize it could have been like Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to realize there's no shemetz of truth. Sometimes there is. But sometimes there's a lezos masul on a razal, masha hehinu lesaber achrei mufchara yitzurim, lahakish al divrei nirgani dor vador, she'em bem garam kurtuv shel emes. Maybe there's not even a tiny drop of truth to it, and that's what we have to learn and take the message from Adas Korach. Okay. Vayaka Moshe. So Moshe got up, Vayelech al Dasan Aviram. Even after the argument, he goes to Dasan Aviram, he's still trying to make peace. Amri Shlakish Mikan She'ein Machzik in Memachlokas. You learn from here, you don't machzik a machlokas. Meaning, even if it's machlokas, you still try as much as you can to bring peace. Right? Ein machzik a machlokas. One of the rebbes, I saw in the Magalias, in the Biurei Chasidus Lashas from Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarka, from the Varka Rav. Ein machzik a machlokas. There's no chazaka when it comes to machlokas. If there's ever a machlokas, you shouldn't say, oh, it's already a chazaka, it's already mochzak, I can't change it. No matter what, ein machzikin b'machlokas. We don't say there's a chazaka about machlokas. Afilu asuk far har b'nisyonos, lahatul shalom below its lichu. Ein ze chazaka, sheyish machlokas tishar hala. We have to continue to try to do everything we can to uproot the machlokas. There's no chazaka when it comes to machlokas. To amar rav, kala machzik b'machlokas over balav. Anybody who's in machlokas violates a lav, shenemar, v'lo yiyak korach v'chadaso. Right, you shouldn't be like Korach and his Eda. Rav Ashi Amar, Roy Lehitlitz Tara. Not only that, if somebody does not try to make peace, he just he continues the machlokas, he's right to get saras. Ksiv Hacha B'yad Moshe Lo, says that here. Ksiv Hasa B'yomar Hashem Lo, same word. Od Havei Na Yadcha B'chekecha. By the sign to Paro, Moshe sticks his hand in his shirt and becomes gets saras on it. So that's the V'lo Yik Korach V'chadaso. The Rambam says, "V'lo yikarav chadaso." Is that an avera? Is that a separate avera? V'lo yikarav chadaso. So the Rambam says, "No, no, it's just a midos. Don't be like Korach. There's no separate avera." The Rambam says that in Lo Sase Mem Hey. Mem Hey? I think it's Mem Hey. Yeah, Lo Sase Mem Hey, the Rambam says that. But we mentioned in a parsha shiur last year that there is one of the Rishonim that counts it. The Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, Rav Moshe Bikutzi, he wrote his own Sefer Mitzvahs, his own list of the 613, and he writes in one of the mitzvahs that he finished the Sefer, he got 612. He was missing one. Pretty amazing. One of the Rishonim, he came up with 612 mitzvahs, and he couldn't figure out the 613th. That's the last one. So he went to sleep the night before, after he finished, and he went to sleep, and he had a dream that night. And in his dream, they showed him below Yek Karach V'Chadaso. Says, that's the last one. That's the last one. That's why he counts it. If you look in the smog right here, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. If you look in the smog in Lo Sasei Samach Dalid, there's an Isser of Gaiva. Isser of being a Baal Gaiva. He shamar lecha petishach Hashem alokecha as harish alo yitga'u b'nei Yisrael kishakadosh baruch hu mashpia lem tova. When Hashem gives you everything, don't let it go to your head. So what's the source for this about being a guy? Because he quotes a few psukim. And he continues He continues, here's where he says it. Tochachas ha'anava darashti l'rabim kach. Aval l'chabra alav zeh. I know I've always used this in drushus, but I never knew to count this. The limno zeh alav lo hayabadaiti. Gam rabinu Moshe lo chibro. The Rambam didn't count it. V'lo eskir b'cheshbon alavin. Ukshihigati lahashlim ad kan alavin. Ekra'in b'chalom b'maris halayla. Hine shachachta is ha'ikr. He shamed lecha petish hakas as Hashem v'izbonati alav baboker v'ine yisod gadol ubiyurt Hashem v'ho alti lechabro be'ezus yahayev chachmasa lechakimin. And I said you have to count this of being right that you shouldn't be a balgaiva, which Chazal also connect to shalosh v'lo yek korach v'chaadah. So he quotes that pasuk somewhere here. I have to find it, but that's what he that's the last one. That's the 613 that he didn't. They didn't quote. So he counted as an Avera, but the other Rishonim do not. Other Rishonim do not. Vaiter. Rabashi Amar Yosef. Kalacholik Amachos Beisavet Roy Lachisho Nachash. Anybody, once we're talking about arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu, so we talk about other arguments. Anybody argues on Machos Beis Dovin, he's Roy to be bitten by a snake. Ksif Hacha Vayizbach Adoniyahu Tzon Ubakar Umari Im Evan Hazocheles. Adoniyahu, right, who was more of a Malchus. He didn't want Shlomo to get the Malchus. So he was more of a Malchus. And Viksiv Hasam, Im Chamas Zochalei Afar. The pasuk from Zos, for the end of Sefer Dvar. Right? That's what it's called. He should be bitten by a Nachash. Amar Rav Chisda, Kalacholik al Rabo, Kalacholik al Shechina. Anybody argues with his Rebbe, Beferish, is as if he's arguing with Hashem. Shenamar Bahatzosam al Hashem. That's how the Adas Korach is categorized. Amar Rav Chaim Rabbi Chanina, Kalosa Mariva im Rabo, Kalosa im Mashchina, Shenamar Heim Me Mariva, Asher Rabo Bnei Yisrael, Es Hashem. Right? So again, they argue with Moshe, the Rebbe, so they argue, it's as if they argue with Hashem. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Kala Misraim al Rabo, Kilo Misraim al Hashchina. Somebody complains and whines on their Rebbe, it's as if they're whining on the Shechina. Shenamar Lo Alinu Tuluno Sechem Ki al Hashem. That's what Moshe and Aaron said. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Kol HaMaharher Acher Rabo, Ki'ilu Maharher Acher Shechina. Anybody who thinks second guesses, and thinks and after, thinks badly against his Rabbi, it's as if he does that to the Shechina. Shenemar, Vaydabar Ha'am, Be'elokim, Uvim Moshe. Period. Osher Shamar Lo Ba'alav L'Raso, a person has riches, that will ultimately lead to something negative. Amar Ish Lakish, Zeh Osher Shal Korach. All of his riches led him to let it to go to his head. V'eskol ha'yakum asher b'raglehem. All the yakum was swallowed up also. What's the yakum? So it means the possessions. So how does yakum become possessions? Amar Belazar, zimamonu shel adam shema'amido al raglav. This is a person's money that stands him up on his feet. Stands him up on his feet. The Ben Yoyada says, very interesting. Ma'amid al raglav. A person has difficulty sometimes focusing and concentrating on davening if he has so many things to think about. He has so many dagos. He has to worry about this parnasa. If somebody has everything in the world, that's ma'amid al raglav. So he'll be able to have kavana during davening because he won't have other worries. You might say just the opposite. The more worries a person has, the more davening. Right? If somebody has everything, he doesn't focus so much on his davening. If there's a need, so then he can daven, but he has the other way. He has ma'amid al raglav. It stands him up on his feet. He's able to daven properly. He doesn't have any other things on his mind to cause him to lose his concentration. Amar Rabbi Levi, Masui Gimel Meos Prados Levanos, the burden of 300 white mules, Hayu Maftechos, Shal Beis Genazav Shal Korach. The keys of his treasure houses were 300 loads of mules. That's how you see how rich he was. Those were just the keys. Again, the Chazal say, the Reza Rashbam and Psachim, other sources that say whenever it says a big number in the Gemara, Alav Dafka, you have to take it literally. It just means a large amount. We're about to have 200-300s coming up. V'kulu akliti v'kil fi d'kliti. And they were all leather-bound. They were fancy keys. Okay? Amar b'chamer b'chanina, gimu matmonios hitzmen Yosef b'mitzrayim. Yosef atzadik hid three treasures in Egypt. Achas nisgalsal l'korach. One was revealed to Korach. The achas nisgalsal Antoninus ben Asvirus, and one was given to Antoninus, right, the very rich non-Jew in the time of Rebbe. The achas genuzal tzadikim asalavo, and one was given to the tzadikim. What does this mean? Not to be taken literally. What are these treasures? So one of the Achronim say maybe these are just three reactions that we can use our riches for. Right? It can make us gaiva, that's Korach. It can make us taiva, that's Antoninus. Or we could use it properly for tztaka and the like. That's Gnuzav Tzadikim Asalava. V'yama Rabbi Yochanan. Korach lo mena baluim lo mena srufim. Korach was not swallowed up and Korach was not burned. Right? He died in the Magefa. That's the first opinion. Lomana Balum Dechsev es kala adam asher likorach, velo korach, not korach himself. Lomana srufim dechsev ba'cholo eish es chamishimu masayim eish velo korach. That's the first opinion. How did korach die? Bimasi satana korach mina srufim mina bluim. He was from them. Mina bluim dechsev aitivlo usam ves korach. Mina srufim dechsev ve'eish yatsam eis hashem atokal es chamishimu masayim eish velo korach ba'adai. Well, korach was with them. Amar Rava, my dechsev shemesh yirech amar zavula la'orchi tzecha yalechu. What does the pasuk mean in Habakkuk? That the sun and the moon, they stood in zavul. They stood. They're going according to their la'orchi tzecha, to the light of your arrows. What does that pasuk mean? Malamit sha'alu shemesh yirech lezavul. The shemesh yirech went up to zavul. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis talks about the seven levels of heaven. So the sun and the moon are in one of the lower levels. They're in Rakia. So they went up to Zvul. They had a special meeting in the private chambers of Hashem. They went up. They took the elevator up. They went up to Zvul. Amru l'fan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Im ha'to'u said din l'ben Amram, neitzei. V'im lav lo neitzei. The sun says, I'm only going out to do my work today unless you defend Moshe Rabbeinu. You got to defend Moshe Rabbeinu. If not, I'm not going out. Ad shezarek b'em chitzen. Until Hashem started throwing arrows at them. Wow, what does that mean? Amar Lahan, he says to them, Bichvodi lo mechisem, Bichvod basav adam mechisem. Right, when all the kings, we had the Gemara yesterday, put their crowns, when the sun goes out and all the crowns are put down and they start bowing down to the sun, that you don't complain about. You're not worried about my coven. You're only worried about Moshe's coven. Okay, well, if I'm Moshe's coven, what about me? So they got the message, and they said, okay, you're right, we're not going after your coven either. So they never want to go out. And even Bizman Azeh, everybody worships the sun. So the only reason they go out is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces them to go out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws arrows at them, so they have to go out. Period. Ask the Aruch HaNer, what's with the sun and the moon and Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the connection between the two of them? So he has a lumdus. Says the Aruch HaNer that the sun and the moon are shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, Hashem gives the light. They're just the shlichim of Hashem. So too, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could lead the people himself. Moshe is the Shliach. Moshe is the Shliach, and the sun and the moon are the Shlichim. So say the sun and the moon, Hashem, you really need us? You take us seriously? We're just like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no difference between us. You defend him, so we'll keep going. You defend that Shliach, so we're your Shlichim also. We'll know that we're serious in the larger scheme of things. If you don't defend Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're saying you don't need Moshe Rabbeinu, so you probably don't need us either. That's the lumdus. That's what they say, okay, not. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. You go out there, I'm defending Moshe, and I'm defending you. I need you both. I set up the world in this way. I need Jewish leaders. I need the sun and the moon to help me out. So that's the Aruch HaNer. He quotes from his own sefer, Minchas Ani. He says, that's the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and the sun and the moon. They're all Meshamshin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biter. Darash Rava, my Dasivim Briya Yibrashim Basa Adam Espia. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if a new creation comes, the world will open and it opened up its mouth, then you'll know that I'm talking from Hashem. Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imbriya Gehenim Mutav. Imbriya, what does that mean? If Gehenim is created, Mutav, good. Vimlav Yibrashim. And if not, create it. So Lamai, what does that mean? Elaim Alimivre Mamash. Doesn't mean Hashem's going to create Gehenim right then. What do you mean? It must have been created already. Ain kol chadash, right? The Gemara in Pesachim says there were six things that were created before the world was created. One of them was Gehenim. So Ella the kruve piska. No, it just means that bring the opening of Gehenim close. Meaning, let them fall in. Let the world open up. They'll fall straight into Gehenim. So v'nei karach lo mesu tana mishum rabenu amru makom nisbatzalam beGehenim v'yashvu olav. There was a very high place in Gehenim that was saved for the b'nei karach. V'yamru shira, and they still sing shira there. A high place. They didn't fall down into the depths of Gehenna. There were different levels of Gehenna. Omar of Avrachana. So remember this story? Baba Basra Ayin Dalet. We had all the 7 to 20, I think it was 21 stories. All the stories there, some of them, some more wild than the other ones. All the stories in the Rabbi Avrachana stories in Baba Basra. So this was one of them. Omar of Avrachana. Zimnacha, but I had the kills in the Barucha. One time I was walking on the road. Omar lo Yahutaya. There was an Arab traveler. In the desert, that came to me. Tova achvi lecha blui de korach. Come with me. I'm going to show you where korach got swallowed up. Azal chaza trebazi to havi karnafi kithra minayu. I saw like two rocks, and from between the rocks and the crack in the ground, there was smoke coming out of it. Shakal gvava de imra amshimaya. He took a piece of cotton or wool. He soaked it with water just to prove to me how hot it was going to be. Va'osva bereish rumche. He stuck it on a stick. He put it over the hole. Va'achlave lahasam. And he went there and ichrach, and it got singed. when he was burning out, there was fire coming out of that hole. Amarlei, atzis man shamata. Go put your ear next to the hole. Listen to what you hear. V'shamis, davi ka'amri, hachi. Moshe emes, v'moshe v'saraso emes, v'hein badayim. So he heard them saying, Moshe emes v'saraso emes. And all the B'nai Korach are flyers. Wow. So he knew, the Arab guy knew, that's what was there. Continuing, Amar Lei, and the Arab continues, Kol Tlas and Yomen Mahadra Luhu Gehenim Kibasar B'toch Kalachas. Every 30 days, they come, they're like stirred in Gehenim, like meat in a pot, they're stirred every 30 days. The Ritva says in Baba Basra, the Fayin Dalad, where this guard takes place, it was Rosh Chodesh, because every Rosh Chodesh were judged again, and the people in the next world are also judged. So every 30 days. Va'amri hachi, Moshe v'saraso emes v'heim badoim. And this is what they always say. Moshe emes v'saraso emes. So pashtus is that this is tshuva. This is tshuva, they finally did tshuva, but they're stuck. They're Moshe emes v'saraso emes. But it sounds like they're still stuck in Gehenim, and they're saying this. If they're saying this, isn't this tshuva? So I saw in the Aladaf, he quotes a thought from Rav Avigdor Miller. He says that just like we know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that Yafesh Shah Achas B'tshuva Maisim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh, Mikol Shah Olam Haba, even a moment in this world is greater than Olam Haba. Why? Because you can't do mitzvahs in the next world. The next world is only L'kabel Schar. Right? Misha Tark Me'erev Shabbos Yochav Shabbos, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Right? If you don't prepare food for Shabbos, you're not going to have hot food on Shabbos. So too, if we don't prepare in this world, and this world is Hayom Lasosam. So that applies to mitzvahs, but it also applies to midos, or beliefs. If I work on a certain belief in this world, then that belief will be easy for me in the next world. If I work on my emunah, if I work on my midos, if I work on whatever I work on in this world, I'll have it in the next world. If I don't believe it in this world, so it's not going to help. One who, for example, during his lifetime never overcomes his feeling of petty jealousy towards his neighbor will be eternally consumed with those destructive feelings, and as much as he failed to conquer that shortcoming during his life. Right, if I have kina now, I'm gonna have kina then. Everything. So he says that Korach and his followers, who during their lifetime continued to espouse the sheker view that Moshe was not a sincere navi of Hashem, they said Moshe's a liar. So in the next world, they didn't overcome that in this world. In the next world, for eternity, they're trying to convince themselves Moshe emes v'saraso emes, Moshe emes, and they keep trying, and it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Why? Because they didn't do it. They didn't do it in this world, and it's not going to, it cannot help them and save them and help them overcome their belief that they didn't try to get in themselves in Olam Hazeh. So that's why as much as they try in Olam Haba, it's not going to work. They keep trying, but it's still, every month they try to say it and have it influence themselves, it doesn't work. Vayter. Tana Rabbanan. Dor HaMidbar. Ein lem chelak olam haba. The Dor HaMidbar does not have a chelak olam haba. As we said on the Mishnah, this meant that at least some of them. Shene'emar BaMidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yemusu. Yitamu b'olam hazeh v'sham yemusu l'olam haba. Somebody emailed me a question. I haven't found an answer yet. Why is it that the first Mishnah in this parak that talks about all the individuals that didn't get olam haba, it just lists them and leaves the Gemara to find the sources? Well, here in this Mishnah, and in the next Mishnah, it quotes all the groups of people that didn't get Olam Haba, and the Mishnah lists the sources. Very unusual for the Mishnah to do that. It's a good kasha. I don't have an answer yet. And why does the Mishnah do that? Usually it leaves that for the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to figure it out. Baiter. V'amar asher nishbati va'api imivo nil menuchasi. We'll say it, right? Today's Wednesday. We start looking around on it today. But, right, Hashem swore in his anger that they will not go to the Menucha, they will not go into Eretz Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And Menuchasi, not only Eretz Yisrael, so with Darshan here, even Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Boi Nei Olam Haba. No, they will come. Shneamar, Isvuli Chasidai, Karse, Brisi, Ale Zevach, as we said. Elmani, Mekai, Meshe, Nishbati, V'yapi. V'yapi, Nishbati, V'chozrani, V'yapi. I was angry when I swore. I was angry when I swore, and I am retracting. Right, big discussion in the postkin. The Shamsian Balacha quotes also a number of the sources. Actions that we do while we're angry, right? Does that have halachic effect? Right? If I do it, is that called an ones, and I could just forget it? Right. The big discussion of this is the Endem Sechas Gittin, a get pashut, and the last parak in Baba Basra. I'm sorry, it's also in Gittin. Also, a get pashut and a get makusher. Why was a get makusher? Right, the Chazal enacted that when a kohen would give a get, he has to have all these knots and folds on it so that he would calm down. Because if he would give a get right away to his wife, we know he can't take his wife back. right? Because Machzor Grushas was usher for a Kohen. So that's why they, but you see from there that if he did it while he was angry, it would be effective. That's why you have all this takana not to do it. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Amar, Lo Namar Pasuk Zeh Ela Keneged Doras Aboyim. No, this Pasuk has nothing to do with the Dor HaMidbar. It has to do with the future generations. Isvuli Chasidai Elu Tzadikim Shebechol Dor Vador. Those are the Tzadikim. Karsei Brisi Elu Hanani Mishal Vazarya. Shemasuna Atzman Tochiv Shana Eish. Right, they were made a bris with me. Ale Zevach Elu Rabbi Akiva Vachaveirav Shemasur Atzman Lashchit Al Devei Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, Born Hein Olam Haba. He says, no, they're coming to Olam Haba. Shneemar Uftuyeh Hashem Yishuvun Uvau Tzion Barina. Right, the Hashem will return, will redeem those who those returnees. Amar Abba Rachana, Amar Yochanan, Shavka Rabbi Akiva L'Chasiduse. Rabbi Akiva left his Chasidus, meaning here Rabbi Akiva darshes that they're not going to get Olam Haba. He didn't follow what he usually does. Rabbi Akiva is usually saying great things. What does Rabbi Akiva say at the end of Yuma? Ashreichem Yisrael lefei miyatem mitar mimitar eschem. The Ben Yoyada says here he's usually the he's matzdik. He's matzdik Klal Yisrael, and here he says they don't get Olam Haba. So he left his usual path. Shenemar halofa karasa bazni Yerushalayim leimar zachar di lachesinu raich avas klul losayich lech dechachre b'midbar veretz lo zaruah. So what does that mean? What are we saying with that pasuk? We say to Hashem, remember the schus of the Dor HaMidbar. So says Rabbi Yochanan, if we quote them as a schus that they went into the midbar with emunah and they went into the midbar without anything, so if we use their schus, obviously they could use their own schus, and obviously they're positive. So therefore, he says they should get Olam Haba, and Rabbi Kiva did not do what he normally does. Okay, a little bit more. The 10 tribes that were sent out earlier by Sancherev, they're not coming back. They're thrown out, right? Ashlechem al Eretz Acheres, to another land. Kayom Azeh, like today. Ma Hayom Holech Veino Choser. What does Kayom Azeh mean? Just like today is never coming back. Achim Holech Veinim Choser. There's never a repeat day. So to the people, Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kayom Azeh. Ma Hayom Ma'afil Umeir. Just like day is night and then it gets light. It's night and then day. Vayar Vayivoker. Afaser Tashfatim. Shafil Lohen. Kach Asida Lohair Lohem. Machlokes Tanoim. Whether they have Olam Haba or not. Tanu Rabbanan. This is the last discussion. The last discussion of Olam Haba until tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we get back to Yerni Dachas. Well, Yerni Dachas is also not Olam Haba, but that's what relates back to Sanhedrin. So, Shenemar. Tanu Rabbanan. This is the main Olam Haba. The 10 tribes don't have Olam Haba. Shenemar. Vayichim Hashem Me'al Ad Masam, Ba'af Uvechema Uvekesef Gadol, Vayichim Hashem Me'al Ad Masam, Ba'olam Hazeh, Vayashtechem al Eretz Acheres, the Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon Yehuda Ishkvar Akko Amar, Mishum Rav Shimon, Im Maaseim Kayom Hazeh Inem Chozrim. V'im Lav Chozrim. If they continue acting as they did, right, they weren't acting properly, so then they're going to continue. But if they do Tshuva Chozrim, then they're okay. Rabbi Amar Ba'am Him Olam Haba. Rabbi also says they're going to come to Olam Haba. Shenemar, V'yom Ahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, V'Gomer, on that day Hashem will have a great Shofar Gadol, and he will get Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, Shafki, Rabbi Akiva L'Chasiduse. Rabbi Akiva, who said they don't get Olam Haba, left his Chasid, the Shenemar, Halofa Karasa, Es Hadvarim Ha'ila, Safona, V'Yamarta, Shuva, Meshuva Yisrael, return, those that go against Meshuva, those who stray from Hashem, Noom Hashem, V'lo Apil Panay Bechem, Ki Chasid Ani, Noom Hashem, Lo Etor Le'olam. I will not hold it, I will not bear my grudge forever. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I want you to come back. Interesting, in the all these deos, the ones from before the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and we had Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokas in Bali Atosfas and Maseches Pesachim. Was Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha the son of Rabbi Akiva? Right, with Kireach. Because in one place you have Rabbi Akiva nicknamed as Kireach. So some say, some Bali Tosfos say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva, and they called him Karcha. Other Bali Tosfos say, how can you say that? Rabbi Akiva wouldn't be called that. What a Bizayan. That's a discussion. But here you have both of them. One, right, it doesn't sound like, the Gemara never links them. So it doesn't sound like they're related. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and you have another Shita, and then Rabbi Akiva, the third Shita. It doesn't sound like that they're linked, but that's an interesting discussion in Bali Tosfos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we'll continue tomorrow with when does a child start getting Olam Haba? At what age? What does he have to do? When does the child start earning his Olam Haba? That comes up at tomorrow. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop.